The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 2025 NHL Draft with a voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans. Pick by pick and a look at the Panthers on the audio home of the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino.
Welcome in to another 560 WQAM Florida Panthers draft special. Doug Plagans here with you for the next 3 hours, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, talking all things 2025 NHL draft, which gets going out of Peacock Theater in Los Angeles in about an hour or so. So we'll have the picks coming your way as we have them from that point forward. We will talk about the year that was, the Panthers coming off their second straight Stanley Cup. The Panthers not picking in this first round as things currently stand. We will have some breaking news to tell you about, though, in just a moment, so don't turn the dial. But the Panthers, of course, coming off winning their second straight Stanley Cup. So this draft special for the second year in a row, taking on the identity of a year-in-review extravaganza. So over the course of the next 3 hours, we will be looking back at the season that was, the playoff run that was, the Stanley Cup final that was, all with great fondness, of course, as the Panthers coming off winning their second straight Stanley Cup, three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final. We'll talk about all of it here over the course of the next 3 hours. Doug Plagans with you, Trevor Harris on the other side of the glass. Over the course of the program here, we will be joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay. We'll hear from him coming up in a little bit. Earlier today, had a conversation with Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. We'll hear that conversation coming up as well in just a little bit. We'll reminisce about the year that was for the Panthers American Hockey League affiliate, the Charlotte Checkers. They made it to the Calder Cup final, and we'll talk to the radio voice of the Checkers, TJ Shalott, coming up later on in the program to talk about what worked so well for the Charlotte Checkers, of course, as they made a run to the Calder Cup final. Just fell short, but a valuable experience for everybody in the Panthers organization at the American Hockey League level. And we will have a chat with EJ Raddick from NHL Network coming up later on as well. We will go back and relive the highlights from the Stanley Cup Finals, some of the highlights, some of the reaction after the Panthers won their second straight cup after Game 6. We'll hear from Paul Maurice and Sam Bennett, which is topical because we have some breaking news for you right out of the gate here. And we will keep you updated on the breaking news across the league because there has already been some big trades today. The Panthers made a trade yesterday. We'll have some of that coming up a little bit later on as well. But some news that just broke literally as we were opening up the show here. Panthers President of Hockey Operations General Manager Bill Zito announced today the club has agreed to terms with forward Sam Bennett, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, on an 8-year contract extension. So Sam Bennett will be in the fold for another 8 years. Panthers locking in the guy who is really just as big a part of the DNA of this Panthers team as anybody. And you saw during that playoff run, 15 goals. He was getting into historic territory as far as his goal production on that playoff run. So Sam Bennett locked up for another 8 years, and that is the max he can sign. So Sam Bennett going to be a Panther for a long time to come, and great news there. So I'm sure everybody out there excited to hear that. Go and get those number 9 Panthers jerseys made up and get them ready for the new season, because that's going to be right around the corner. Preseason action less than 3 months away. So go get your brand new Sam Bennett jerseys if you don't have them already. And here's a direct quote from Bill Zito, the Panthers President of Hockey Operations General Manager. Sam's a special player who has mastered a unique blend of skill and physicality in his game, becoming one of the most impactful postseason performers of his generation. Bill Zito went on to say he played an integral role in our two Stanley Cup championships, earning the franchise's first Conn Smythe Trophy, and as a dedicated contributor to the South Florida community off the ice. Thrilled that he will continue his career with the Panthers, and of course has the Benny's Buddies program. So expecting a lot of dogs and cats to get adopted in coming years in South Florida as well. But Sam Bennett, 29 years old, had a great season last year and an even greater playoff run. And like I said, breaking news, he has agreed with the Panthers on an 8-year contract extension. That news coming down right as we were hitting the air here. So you can weigh in on that at Doug Plagans on the Twitter X platform. We will have world famous former Twitter segments recurring throughout the program here. So be sure to fire off your questions, your concerns, your inquiries, your exclamations, your explanations. If you need to explain something, anything you need to send our way at Doug Plagans on the Twitter X platform. And we will be happy and excited to get to some of those. So Sam Bennett is going to be a Panther for a long time to come. Getting to the trade tracker as well. Panthers making some moves yesterday, and we will talk more about the draft. Draft out in Los Angeles, the New York Islanders, they've been on the clock for a while. The number one pick, widely believed that Matthew Schaefer, a defenseman, is going to be the top pick of the draft. But we'll just wait and see how things play out. Saw some pictures from out at UBS Arena and the draft party on Long Island. Looks like a lot of excitement there as they are set to pick number one in this draft. But some other big names, Michael Meese, Anton Frondell, the Sharks are picking number two. We'll see what direction they go. We'll have all that coming your way as we take you through the draft and everything that goes with that later on here. And also worth noting, folks, the 32nd pick, the last pick of round one, the Calgary Flames have that pick. Why is that significant? Because that pick was the first round pick that the Panthers sent to the Flames back in the summer of 2022, along with Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar as part of that trade that brought Matthew Tkachuk to the Panthers. So since that trade was made, the Panthers have made the Cup final three times. They've won the Stanley Cup twice, and Calgary is finally going to make that draft pick tonight. The last pick of the first round, that was the pick that went Calgary's way in the Matthew Tkachuk trade. So that's going to be certainly fun to monitor as we go through here. Don't think we'll get number 32 on the air. Don't think we'll still be on the air with you by the time that comes around, but something to follow along with as you go through the NHL draft experience here tonight. And of course, Peacock Theater out in Los Angeles, where the action is taking place. As far as some of the big news across the National Hockey League, we have some to send your way. Some big trades will weigh in further on these later on in the show. Earlier today, before we went on the air, Columbus acquired Charlie Coyle and Miles Wood from Colorado for Gavin Brindley, a 2025 third round pick and a conditional second rounder in 2027. Also, big trade earlier, Montreal, an Atlantic Division team. So this is certainly worth noting. The Canadiens, it looks like they've turned the page. They've gone from building team, a team in transition, to now a team that is ready to make a run. Went out and got Noah Dobson from the New York Islanders for Emil Heinemann and a couple of first round picks in this draft. So the Islanders loading up on picks, Montreal bringing in a really good young defenseman in Noah Dobson, and he'll be a part of what's already a pretty nice looking blue line there for Montreal. So the Montreal Canadiens made the playoffs, maybe a little bit ahead of schedule this year, maybe a surprise to some. But they look like they want to start to make a run at this thing, and they no longer just want to be a team in transition. The Panthers were active yesterday. A couple of moves they made, sent Justin Sortif, 2020 draft pick of the Panthers, a third rounder back in 2020, to Washington for a second rounder next year and a sixth rounder in 2027. So the Panthers getting some picks back. They've used a lot of picks to acquire certain players, so getting some picks back and Justin Sortif going to Washington. The Panthers also acquired goaltender Daniil Tarasov from Columbus for a 2025 fifth round pick. Tarasov had been with Columbus organization for a long time. Bill Zito obviously had some knowledge of him going back to his time with the Blue Jackets. So that one is a nice move that has some upside. And Daniil Tarasov, a goaltender who's got some pro experience. And going back to an edition of the Territory Talk podcast with Sergei Bobrovsky that Jameson Olive and I did, I'd say a couple of years ago, we asked Sergei Bobrovsky who his favorite player was growing up, if there was anybody he looked to. And he actually said that Daniil Tarasov's father was one of the pro hockey players that he looked up to when he was younger, and a guy that he admired. So a little bit of a tie there, but a nice trade and a move that has some pretty high upside that Bill Zito was able to pull off yesterday. So the Panthers a little bit active leading up to the draft, and now active here today signing Sam Bennett for 8 years. And coming up on the other side, and we're not going to break just yet, Bill Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, is going to stop by coming up in about 10 minutes or so. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But some remarks I wanted to send everybody's way as we look back on the season that was. And we've talked about this a lot on the broadcast. We've talked about it a lot on the Territory Talk podcast with Jameson Olive, lots of different places. We've had these thoughts, but folks, we want to just make sure that you're enjoying this, because what this Panthers team has achieved these last few years in a salary cap era to make it to the final 3 years in a row, to win the whole thing back-to-back years, the system is almost designed to make it more and more difficult with each passing year and to continue to be a contender. And hey, looking at next year, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We're still enjoying the Stanley Cup. We're still enjoying the 2025 Cup and the back-to-back cups. And the party really is just getting going as far as, you know, seeing all the players have their cup days and everything like that. That'll take place throughout the summer. And we know that. But this team's going to be right back in the mix coming up next year, knock on wood, because as a tweet from my friend and yours, Tim Reynolds, indicates, and Tim tweeted the Sam Bennett news right as it was announced by the Panthers, but Tim pointed out that Sam Bennett with the 8-year contract extension joins Alexander Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Reinhart, Anton Lundell, Carter Verhaeghe, Seth Jones, and Gus Forsling as Panthers signed through 2030 or beyond. That right there, to say they've locked a core in for the years to come is almost an understatement. That is nearly half a roster, impact players, all of which are just entering their primes, or in some cases, looking at a guy like Anton Lundell, not even to his prime yet. Doesn't turn 24 until October, and he's already played 77 playoff games, I believe. Panthers have that entire group signed at least through 2030, at least for another half a decade. Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhart, Lundell, Verhaeghe, Jones, Forsling, and now you can add Sam Bennett to that list as players who are going to be locked in for at least the next 5 years with the Panthers. This team's not going anywhere. This team is going to be in the hunt every year moving forward. And, folks, if you're a Panthers fan as of a couple of weeks ago, if you're a Panthers fan as of 31 years ago, when our guest coming up shortly, Bill Lindsay, joined the team, I hope you're enjoying this, because this is the golden era of Panthers hockey, and there are 31 other teams across the National Hockey League who would love to be in the Panthers situation right now, and they're trying to find ways to get to where the Panthers are, and the Panthers have found a way. Bill Zito has cracked the code, if you will, because in a salary cap world, this is incredibly difficult to pull off. And the Panthers have locked in a lot of key players for a long time, and they have won back-to-back cups and won the conference 3 years in a row and show absolutely no signs of slowing down. Lots to get to as we cruise along here on the draft special, which is going to mostly be a year-in-review special, but we will take you through all the picks and weigh in and get you the news from across the league, because there has been a lot of it. The only way to get your season tickets for next year, folks, is by joining the Panthers Territory Membership Waitlist. Your chance to lock in the ultimate membership experience. The sooner you join, the higher your spot in line for early access. Don't miss out. Secure your priority spot in line for season tickets now. Go to floridapanthers.com/waitlist or call 954-835-PUCK. And a reminder, folks, you can also join the waitlist for 25-26 nightly suites. Be first in line to select your games and suites for next season. Go to floridapanthers.com/nightly suites or call 954-835-PUCK and place your deposit today. Sam Bennett, 8-year contract extension. Big news off the top. Moves across the league that impact the Atlantic Division and beyond. We'll look back at the season and the playoff run that was. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, is going to be joining us coming up just a few minutes from now. Trevor Harris on the other side of the glass. Doug Plagans here with you. We invite you to stick around for the better part of the next 3 hours with you until 9 p.m. Eastern time, folks. This is the Season in Review, the annual draft special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more NHL draft coverage on the audio home of the Florida Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino.
Welcome back. Here on the 560 Sports WQAM annual draft special, the NHL draft special, which will have more of a year in review feel here, as we have a lot to celebrate. Panthers won their second straight Stanley Cup, so a lot to get to there. And of course, we will take you through the NHL draft pick by pick as it goes along. They will start making selections, I'd say around 40 minutes from now. The New York Islanders have been on the clock for quite some time, and we will bring you that first pick information as it comes along, and the other information on the draft and any trades that may get announced. And that's everybody's favorite thing about the draft, when the commissioner steps to the podium and says we have a trade to announce. There have been a couple of big ones today, and our first big guest of the evening is set to join us now. Doug Plagans, Trevor Harris here with you. It's the Panthers annual draft show, and coming in now via the guest line is my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by. Billy, how are you this evening? It looks stormy out there across South Florida. Are you staying dry tonight?
Yeah, staying dry, but I'm just out here at the pickleball course with my wife. And if you would have jumped on the air about 30 seconds ago, there would have been a huge alarm blaring. We had the radar going off, and I guess lightning's in the air. So pickleball is about done. I'm trying to avoid trees and anything metal. I'm out in a big grass field at this moment to survive the interview.
You're outside. You're like storm chasing. Bring us the weather data as it comes in. Bill Lindsay, our reporter out in the field.
It's relatively dry here east, though.
Well, I can see some lightning out that direction. So be careful out there, Billy. If you have to seek shelter during the conversation, just let us know and we'll give you a call back. But the big news that dropped, Billy, about 25 minutes ago, right when we were getting on the air, an 8-year contract extension for Sam Bennett. Going to be a Panther for a long time to come. For you, how exciting is that to see that number 9 is going to be in the fold for a long time to come?
Well, that's one massive one down. And Sam Bennett, what he did in the playoffs, what he did in four nations down the stretch, he's kind of the heartbeat of the team. And Sam Bennett goes in a lot of way the Panther goes. And to win the Conn Smythe Trophy and did everything that he did during the playoffs. And Sam Bennett, you pay a lot on the intangibles. It's hard to quantify 25 goals, 55, 60 points during the regular season, but you can see that he can get to another level in the playoffs, in a Four Nations gold medal game when it matters most. you want that guy on your side desperately. He'll run through a wall. He doesn't, and he plays with such an edge. He's not trying to just kind of hit you into the glass. He's trying to drive you through the glass when he hits you. Straight lines, north-south hockey. And I really thought the emergence of his patience with the puck during the playoffs came to another level. I know Sam could do a lot of things, driving to the net, taking passes, but he just seemed a lot more comfortable handling the puck. And that just took him to a whole nother level in this Stanley Cup run with the Panthers. 8 years, $64 million, the five years, no move off the start, and the limited, no move. It's an exceptional deal by Bill Zito, and really, really super glad that we got Bennett back into this fold.
And on top of that, Bill Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, kind enough to stop by, weighing in on the breaking news here with Sam Bennett signing an 8-year contract extension about 25 minutes ago. That was announced. But looking at the list, and Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald laid it all out on the Twitter X platform with the specifics. But Seth Jones, Anton Lundell, Matthew Tkachuk, and Alexander Barkov all signed through the 29-30 season. Gus Forsling and Sam Reinhart signed through 31-32. And now Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Bennett signed through 32-33. Billy, you're looking at a half a decade now with Bennett, Verhaeghe, Reinhart, Forsling, Barkov, Tkachuk, Lundell, and Jones all locked in under contract with the cap going up, all either just entering or right in the middle of their primes, taking it a step further and adding Sam Bennett to that mix. When you look at that list, when you hear that list and you hear the specifics of it, we've talked about how this is a great time to be a Panthers fan, but this is, plain and simple, Billy, a great time to be around this team.
Yeah, this core and this nucleus that Zito's put together is one thing. And to go to three straight Stanley Cups like the Panthers did with the salary cap coming out of COVID being stagnant, hovering around that $88 million mark for the last 3-4 years, there was no growth. And still, he was able to jump through it, keep this team together. And you win back-to-back Stanley Cups. And if you're able to really kind of chase a fourth and beyond, you have to have that core. And the good news now for the Panthers, it goes to $95 million this year, 104 the next year, the salary cap, and then 110 the year after that. If you ever had a chance to really make a mark in the salary cap world, if you can do it three straight years with a stagnant salary cap, don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but imagine what Bill Zito could do with the cap going up. And this is part of it with Bennett. You talked about the contracts that are already in place, but it just gives him that much more flexibility and areas that he want to go. And this Panther run, you bait your breath and you wonder what could happen. But looking into the future, it has all the ingredients just to keep on rolling.
And that's what they'll hope to do with the preseason less than 3 months away. And, looking at 3 months and change. Yeah, less than 3 months, Billy. We're playing preseason games, whether you like it or not. They're going to be on the ice playing preseason games in less than 3 months. And we'll have some of those preseason dates. Those were announced just a couple of days back. We'll get to those later on in the program here. But again, Billy Lindsay, my guest or my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, our guest here on the annual Panthers Draft Spectacular, which is really a year in review show. In mentioning Sam Bennett, the Conn Smythe winner, Billy, have you reflected back at all on this playoff run, on this Stanley Cup final? I know one area I've looked back, you wonder, where did it all click? In my mind, I think it was after the Tampa Bay series. I sat there, I looked around, and I thought, I don't think there's a team that can beat the Panthers four times. In a seven-game series, that's what you have to do. You have to beat a team four times if you're going to eliminate them. And after the Panthers got by the Lightning the way they did and the way they made that series look, I just didn't think there was anybody who was going to be able to beat the Panthers four times. When you look back at this run, what are some of the moments that stand out? And was there a time, a moment, a place when you thought, okay, these Panthers are the team to beat once again?
I was looking back, Doug, I go back into the last 10 or 15 games of the regular season. The Marchand trade is made, Seth Jones comes on board, and you're kind of resting players down the stretch, and you got Puljujarvi up, you got a bunch of different players, but you're still going after it, and you're playing well, and you're losing some games, but you're trying to get healthy. The Panthers not caring where they're going to be seated. And I talked to Paul Maurice one morning, and I said, how's everything looking? You guys are getting set. He said, everything's fine. He said, we're exactly where we need to be. And that really put me at ease. And then with the understanding, I said, you know what you're going to do with your three lines? He says, absolutely. I know exactly what my three lines up top are going to look like. I said, I do have some things to sort out on the fourth line, but I, going into these playoffs, we're all set. And defensively, he talks about defense all the time, but he said defensively, this is about as dialed in as we could ask. And I said, okay, we're going to hit this ground running. And you mentioned it. As soon as that they hit the puck drop, that instant chemistry with Marchand, Jones coming in fluently into this lineup, I was like, oh my gosh, we are on to something here. And right, you got it, that Tampa Bay series. And then the little moments that switch. After that Tampa Bay, you knew this was going to be another chance. But you're down 2-0 to Toronto. And you're down 3-1 at the start of the second period in game number 3. And then all of a sudden the Panthers just flipped the switch. And I saw, okay, there's a different level this team wants to get to that they can get to. So the rest of game 3 is exceptional. Game 4, game 5, game 6, a little bit slow. But game 7, when it mattered most against the Leafs, again, the hammer comes down. And I thought, man, this team just, when they need it most, they just know when to put that foot on the gas pedal. And when the rubber meets the road, it's too much for the opposition. And no discredit to Edmonton, Carolina, anyone we saw along the way. But it is tough to keep up with the Panthers for a game when they're at their best. But forget about 6-7 games. Credit to the teams that were able to hang around. But it's too deep. It's too deep, Doug. And I just kept looking at it like, who's our number one line? I don't know. Is it Marchand? Is it Barkov? Well, obviously it's Barkov, but we've got 1A, 1B, and 1C lines. And our fourth line comes into that Toronto series and starts destroying everybody. And I'm like, and our D, it's just like, it's the full package. It really is. And then the last line of defense, we had the better goaltender in every series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, Sergei Bobrovsky was outstanding.
That'll all that up. And then that's where you win back-to-back championships. It's just deep.
Yeah, the Panthers were too much for any of the potential opponents to handle, in my mind. After they got by Tampa Bay in the first round, like I said, the way they made that series look, they looked like a team. I thought it was going to be tough for anybody to be able to beat them four times. Billy Lindsay here with us talking all things Panthers and the NHL draft, of course, getting going in about a half an hour's time out in Los Angeles. And Billy, in addition to the Sam Bennett news, I'm sure you've had your ear to the ground. I know there's a lot going on across the National Hockey League, but a big move within the Atlantic Division earlier today with that blockbuster Noah Dobson going to the Montreal Canadiens for a couple of first round picks and Emil Heinemann that went back to the New York Islanders in the deal. Just because that is an Atlantic Division team, because it is worth taking note of. You look at what Ottawa did. They kind of climbed up in the Atlantic this year. Boston took a little bit of a step back, missed the playoffs. Tampa Bay, the Panthers, the Leafs all figure to still be in the mix. But, Billy, a move like that, it makes me think that the Montreal Canadiens don't just want to be a rebuilding team or a young team or a team in transition anymore. They made the playoffs, and they want to make this a regular thing. Your first reactions when you heard about that trade?
Yeah, well, they made the playoffs this year, and that's a big stepping stone for Montreal, kind of out of nowhere. Now they're starting to really assemble it, and you can start to see it come together. And that's what Bill Zito does. Once you start to see that everything's falling into place, then the draft picks don't become that much more important. You can put this team together with some free agency, with some trades. You pull the trigger on Noah Dobson. You look at that back end, Lane Hudson, the rookie of the year, Caden Gulick, that can really skate, Mike Matheson. You got some... David Savard, I'm not sure if he's going to continue to hang out there, but you go down that list in Montreal and the defense with that offense and Slafkovský coming into his own and Nick Suzuki, one of the premier two-way centermen in the league. Just a little bit more depth up front, but that D is solid, and they feel now that they're starting to enter that window. And if I look at the Atlantic teams, and this is no disrespect to Buffalo, Ottawa, Detroit, or anyone else, but it seems like that Montreal has their craft together more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the best way that I can put it. But they have an understanding, and they built it up there with a really good Cole Caulfield in the nucleus. They are starting to really identify and establish a core, and now Noah Dobson on board is able to add to that. So all of a sudden they're more of a threat now to be a continual playoff contender. And once they start to add pieces, they're going to start to make noise, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs.
And we know that there only is one Alexander Barkov, and there aren't many guys like Alexander Barkov, but from afar, seeing the way that he conducts his business, it seems like Nick Suzuki, the captain there in Montreal, the position he plays, seems like he has some of those intangibles that that make him kind of their version of that man in the middle and that guy that everybody else will want to fall in line behind in Montreal. So it seems like they are ready to try and take that next step. We'll see if they do. Last one here for you, Billy Lindsay, and we hope you're staying safe out there, staying away from all the weather phenomena that might force you off. You got pushed off the pickleball court, and now you're seeking shelter, and you're still able to do this interview because you're the ultimate multitasker. But Billy Lindsay, going back to 1991, this is NHL draft night. The first it kicks off tonight. It goes into tomorrow, of course, but. This is a special time for a lot of 18-year-olds who are going to realize a dream, whether they're going in the first round or whether they're picked tomorrow in the seventh round and maybe didn't know it was coming, but they get their name called. For a kid going through this process, you did once upon a time, how special are these couple of days that the NHL draft is going on?
Yeah, it's incredible when you finally get that call or you heard your name call and the organization reaches out to you and tell you that you're drafted. And my agent was telling me maybe I had a chance to go in the second or third round. I end up going in the fifth round. I didn't care. It was by the Quebec Nordiques, and it actually worked out to be the perfect situation. But for all the kids out there, I wouldn't say whether you're a first rounder or whether you're a seventh rounder, believe in yourself. And once you have that draft, once you're picked, then it's going to come down to your work ethic and your talent and your drive. So all these kids that get drafted, especially in the higher rounds, you got skill. And I say this a lot of time. But you have to have will behind that. You have to have determination. You got to show somebody that you belong. Once it's in the minors, whether it's in training camp, and you're going to get a few more shots if you're a top-end pick. But if you're a bottom-end pick, we've seen a lot of times, even through waivers, if you're good enough, at the end of the day, you are going to make the NHL. So it doesn't really matter about the money. If you're good, you're going to make your money at whatever position you deserve. If you're a superstar, third liner, fourth liner, but you have to earn it. So this is one part of the process. And for me, there were certain goals. There one was to get drafted. The other one was to play pro hockey, play one game in the NHL, and then become established in the NHL. And once you become established in the NHL, that's when you start to feel and start to realize, okay, my only reason here is to belong and try to get a Stanley Cup. It never materialized for myself playing. It did the last couple of years. That's why I've been so thrilled up in that broadcast booth watching this. But just take it baby steps at a time. And when you're doing it, be resilient because you're going to fail. And people are going to push you back, but keep going. And you're going to, all through all those failures, you learn. And if you're the one that doesn't quit through it all and you push through it all, you'll find your way to the top, you'll find your way to the league, and you'll find a way to stay there.
He's Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, kind enough to take some time out for us and brave the weather to join us here. And, well, Billy, hopefully you can get back out on the pickleball courts if you can't due to weather. Hopefully it was a good day out on the pickleball courts. And as always, we thank you very much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the draft and all the breaking news. I'll be following you, listening to the show.
Thank you very much, Billy. We'll talk to you later. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
That is Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, kind enough to stop by and talk about the season that was, talk about Sam Bennett getting the 8-year contract extension. Playoff Sam is going to be a Panther for a long time to come. And again, getting back to the tweet that Tim Reynolds had earlier, Sasha Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Reinhart, Anton Lundell, Carter Verhaeghe, Seth Jones, Gus Forsling, and now Sam Bennett. Those eight Panthers, key Florida Panthers, all signed at least through the 29-30 season. And about half of those names I just threw at you signed beyond the 29-30 season. So a lot of good handiwork done by Bill Zito, and the Panthers are fully equipped to make another run at this thing, not only next season, but in the next several seasons ahead. Doug Plagans with you. Trevor Harris on the other side of the glass coming up in just a moment. Maybe a few tweets from out there in listener land. Send them off. We'll get to some of the news of the day here across the National Hockey League. Lots more to get to as we cruise along on our season in review and NHL draft special. we will relive the Stanley Cup Final coming up at the top of the hour. We'll go through all the Panthers' wins. We'll play back some highlights. We'll relive some of those big moments from the 2025 Stanley Cup Final coming up at the top of the hour. About 20 past the hour, the conversation I had earlier with Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, we'll have a conversation with him. And then later on as well, TJ Shalott, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers in the American Hockey League, the Panthers AHL affiliate. We'll talk to him about the run to the Calder Cup Finals that the Checkers had, and EJ Raddick from NHL Network will have a conversation with him as well. So again, lots coming up here on the Year in Review special. It's the NHL Draft special. The picks will start coming down in about a half an hour out in Los Angeles, and we'll have some of the information as far as that goes coming your way. Talk about some of the key dates announced, the news that's been announced from the Panthers preseason schedule. All that's been laid out as well. Lots to get to as we cruise along with the Until 9 Eastern. Doug Plagans with you. Trevor Harris on the other side of the glass. It's the Panthers Year in Review and NHL Draft Special right here on 560 Sports WQAM.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to more live coverage of the NHL Draft on the audio home of the Florida Panthers. AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Sponsored by Gulfstream Park. Thrills at every turn at Gulfstream Racetrack and Casino.
Welcome back to the program. Doug Plagans with you. Trevor Harris on the other side of the glass. And a big thanks to my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, for braving the elements and joining us last segment to talk about, well, first and foremost, the big news. If you're just joining us here, Sam Bennett, right when we hit the air, an 8-year contract extension. That makes 8 Panthers now signed through at least 2930. So some good work done by Bill Zito, Sam Bennett in the fold for a long time to come. That was the big news to kick off the show here this evening. Panthers fans, groups of 10 or more can enjoy exclusive savings with Panthers group hospitality and ticketing options for next season. Place your deposit today and secure your exclusive experience at floridapanthers.com/groups. And our game's your way all season long. Panthers fans, build the perfect plan for you with the 25-26 Panthers flex plans. Choose the best combination of games that fit your schedule. Go to floridapanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK for more information on flex plans and place your deposit today. The Panthers, well, preseason's coming up. We'll have the draft information coming your way. I should say the preseason's coming up. When I say coming up, I mean, it is less than 3 months away. That's not really that far off, folks. I know we just wrapped up a Stanley Cup Final, but we're looking at preseason action less than 3 months from now. Those dates were just announced, and looking at the preseason schedule, a tradition like no other, folks. It's the Panthers and the Nashville Predators, the preseason doubleheader to kick things off in the exhibition campaign. September 21st, that'll be up in Nashville this year, 3:00 and 7:00. Panthers will play in Raleigh against Carolina on September 24th. Amerant Bank Arena, the first preseason game in Sunrise, a 6:00 game on September 29th against Carolina. The Panthers will play the Lightning in Orlando at 7:00 on the 30th of September, and then over in Tampa on October 2nd for a 7:00 game. And the Panthers will wrap up the preseason against the Lightning, 7:00 on October 4th. That is the preseason schedule and all the information as far as that goes, of course, with all the other Panthers information. You can find it at floridapanthers.com. Other news across the National Hockey League, quick segment here for you, but just getting you caught up on some of the news. Mentioned Sam Bennett signing the 8-year contract extension, and of course my phone acting up on me here as we try to have all the different, if you heard some noise coming in, my phone was talking, I got the laptop up, the draft is happening tonight, so that means it's not just the draft that we're monitoring, but of course we're monitoring as well the trades that have taken place or could take place, and there have been some. The Panthers made a couple of moves yesterday. We'll tell you about that in a moment. The most recent trade in the National Hockey League, Charlie Coyle and Miles Wood, acquired by Columbus for Gavin Brindley, a 2025 third rounder and a conditional second rounder in 2027. Keep an eye on the Columbus Blue Jackets, folks. They go into this offseason with a lot of cap room. They just narrowly missed the playoffs last year. Had a good first season under Dean Evason and a team that overcame a lot, to say the least, coming off the Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau tragedy the last summer. And, of course, that team really banded together and just narrowly missed the playoffs. And they showed a lot of progress on the ice, and they were knocking on the door of getting into the playoff picture. And there's some cap room there, and they're a team that looks like they want to take that next step. And you look at the Metro Division, look around that Metro Division. The Carolina Hurricanes made it to the conference final, but that's a team that maybe needs to retool a couple things on its roster. The New York Rangers, what are they? Your guess is as good as mine. The Islanders, they're in transition. New Jersey, a lot of talent, but they haven't been able to keep it on the ice. Their spot isn't exactly entrenched. The Washington Capitals had a great season. Can they duplicate it? Can they run it back in 25-26? That's a Metro Division that's very, very much up for grabs. And Columbus knows that there could be a door open, not just for a playoff spot, but to make a run beyond that. And they made a nice move, bringing in a couple of veterans today. I like the Charlie Coyle and Miles Wood adds there in Columbus. And the Blue Jackets, if you're a team that wants to move into the playoff picture, didn't really give up a ton. Really a prospect and a couple of picks and a third and a seventh, or a third and a second. Those are picks you can part with if you're trying to take that next step. Also, the blockbuster earlier today, Noah Dobson acquired by Montreal for Emil Heinemann and a couple of first rounders. Emil Heinemann, young guy, a lot of promise, well-traveled. Remember, he went from the Panthers. He was drafted by the Panthers once upon a time, went to Calgary in the Matthew Tkachuk trade. He moved to Montreal in the Tyler Toffoli trade. Now he's gone to the Islanders in the Noah Dobson trade. So there's always been a market. There have always been takers for Emil Heinemann, but he's had a couple of different landing spots, to say the least, already in his young National Hockey League career, and has been used as a trade chip on a couple of occasions. So that's a big trade that was made earlier. Mentioned the Panthers picking up a couple of assets yesterday, picked up a second rounder and a sixth rounder down the road for Justin Sortif, and the Panthers also picked up goaltender Daniil Tarasov for a draft pick. So Bill Zito was busy yesterday making a couple of moves, and like those two moves for a lot of different reasons. Sort of showed some promise, but third round pick back in 2020, and they turned that into a second rounder and a sixth down the road. And then Daniil Tarasov, a goaltender with some pretty good upside, didn't have to give up much to get him, and now he comes into the fold moving forward. Folks, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will relive the 2025 Stanley Cup Final. Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers for a second straight year. We all know how that ended. The Panthers one game faster than last year. Got it done in six this time around against Edmonton. The Panthers won their second straight Stanley Cup, and we will have highlights and some Game 6 reaction sound taking you back through some of those memories from the Cup Final on the other side. Later on, Tim Reynolds stops by. We'll hear from TJ Shalott, the voice of the Charlotte Checkers. We'll hear from EJ Raddick from NHL Network. While all that's going on, we'll keep you up to date on everything happening across the National Hockey League and at the NHL Draft, which looks like selections may be kicking off in about 10, 15 minutes or so out in L.A., and we'll relay those to you as they come along. Panthers annual year in review draft special. We've got it right here for you. We're with you for another couple of hours. Trevor Harris is on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers draft special on 560 Sports WQAM.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.